Our profile this month is the British naturalist David Attenborough, presenter of the BBC's hit series Blue Planet 2. In his lengthy career, the documentary maker has traveled to the most inaccessible parts of the planet and been filmed with just about every creature on Earth. This month, he turns 92, and he shows no signs of stopping yet.
Natural blockbusters. The biggest series on British TV last year wasn't Game of Thrones or reality show. It was David Attenborough's six-part nature documentary about the oceans, Blue Planet 2. Featuring revolutionary underwater filming, the series was so popular in China that it slowed the nation's internet system due to the tens of millions of people streaming it. But that's no surprise. It has been this way since Attenborough's first big hit series, Life on Earth, which had a world audience of around 500 million people in the 1970s.
Accidental star. Attenborough didn't plan to be a TV personality. After studying zoology, he joined the BBC as a producer in 1952, when he, like most people, did not own a TV. One of his first ideas was ZooQuest, in which an expert from London Zoo would travel the world to capture new specimens. But when the expert fell ill in Africa, Attenborough was forced to step in front of the camera in his place. ZooQuest was a hit, making him a star and proving there was a big appetite for nature documentaries. Although he was in line to become head of the BBC in the early 1970s, he quit to devote himself to his true passion, making documentaries.
Scariest moment. Despite having encountered innumerable dangerous animals, Attenborough says that his scariest encounters have been with other humans. In Papua New Guinea, he once came across a tribe of cannibals. Suddenly, about 70 or 80 men jumped out of hiding and ran towards us, brandishing spears and shaking knives. To say I was alarmed is to put it mildly. I walked toward this screaming horde of men, stuck out my hand, and heard myself say, "Good afternoon." To my enormous relief, they greeted me with considerable enthusiasm.
Famous brother. Knighted by the Queen in 1985, Sir David has also been given more honorary degrees from universities than any other person, 32 so far. He's also had at least 15 different natural discoveries named after him, both living and dead, from an entire genus of plants, now known as Sir Davidia, to the long-extinct Attenboroughsaurus. But he's not the only exceptional member of the family. Richard, his older brother, was, in some ways, even more successful. The Queen made him a lord in recognition of his brilliant career as an actor and director. Richard Attenborough's most celebrated work is Gandhi, which won 8 Oscars in 1983, including Best Film and Best Director.
National treasure. Attenborough's nature series are without comparison. They rely on the most advanced technology and on incredible dedication from the camera teams who spent 4 years filming Blue Planet 2, for instance. But the secret ingredient is the warmth and intellectual enthusiasm of Attenborough himself, a friendly and familiar presence to generations of people. This has made him a national treasure in Britain, comparable only to the Queen. And like her, he is determined to keep working now that he is in his 90s. When he is gone, the natural world will have lost one of its most prized creatures.